At the UN War Crimes Tribunal at The Hague today, former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic opened his defense against charges of genocide and crimes against humanity in the Balkan Wars of the last decade. The first head of state to be tried before an international tribunal, Milosevic sharply criticized the NATO bombing campaign in 1999 that forced him to withdraw his forces from Kosovo. He said the campaign was based on lies, and he showed two videotapes in an attempt to prove it. NPR's Silvio Poggioli is at The Hague. About these videos?
Well, there was footage from German TV news and one excerpt from a BBC documentary using footage taken before and during NATO bombing and interviews made later. The videos were used to allege that the killing of Kosovo Albanians in early 99 at a village called Racak was a pretext for NATO bombing. The German clip claimed that much of German public opinion was deceived by propaganda used by NATO planners to maintain popular support in the Allied countries for the bombing campaign. And the BBC clip included interviews with many of the political players of the time, Richard Holbrooke, Madeleine Albright, and General Wesley Clark. And seen together, the videos gave weight to the theory that what Western officials call massacres of civilians had actually been gun battles between Serbian forces and armed Kosovo Liberation Army insurgents. What was called the Racak massacre is widely seen as having triggered NATO intervention against Kosovo. And Milosevic used the clips to bolster his claim that the Serbian nation was a victim of NATO and Kosovo-Albanian manipulation of the facts on the ground.
What's Milosevic been saying?
Well, his opening arguments have been completely on the offensive. He's been sardonic and defiant. He said the videos demonstrated just an atom of the truth in an ocean of lies. He turned to a favorite charge of his, and he lashed out against the Western media, which he said was used as an instrument of war to disinform the public. He looked at his notes only occasionally. He didn't read from a prepared statement. It was all off the cuff. And he rambled non-chronologically back and forth from Kosovo to Croatia and Bosnia. He rebutted, he dismissed, or he reinterpreted the prosecution's list of crimes, saying they were not true, they were committed by others. He always denied responsibility. And clearly he wants to exploit post-September 11th sentiments. He said the United States has the right to wage war against terrorism on the other side of the globe in Afghanistan, whereas a war against terrorism at home is considered a crime.
Well, Milosevic challenges the tribunal as being illegal and lacking legitimacy. Does he have the option to not participate, to just stay in his cell and make no defense?
He does, but today after complaining that he has not been released on bail, he said, the whole world knows I'm not going to escape. I'm not going to run away from this battle. That's what he called it. I imagine that Milosevic suspects that he might be spending the rest of his life behind bars, and this is the last chance for him to address world public opinion and give his version of Balkan history of the last decade. He claims it was a neo-Nazi attempt to break up, effort to break up Yugoslavia. Now, he has two main tacks. He wants to paint a picture of Yugoslavia as a victim, and he also wants to prove the illegality of the International Tribunal. He claims it was created by the UN Security Council and not by the broader UN General Assembly, and that's not legal. There's some disagreement on this issue. Some scholars say he has a point, others say he doesn't. So this is a whole new field, a whole new area of international humanitarian justice, and it's being charted right here in The Hague.
NPR's Silvia Poggioli at The Hague.